Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Today I want to talk about the silencing of social media, the kicking off people off social media, the ending of memes. It seems that Twitter and Facebook and Instagram are going to play a vital role in the upcoming elections here in the United States. And because of this, these companies are now changing the way they operate. And I want to talk a little bit about this, not so much for the political aspect of it, although I will be using political people as an example, but more how we're almost being kicked out of the social square, right? So back in the day, and back in the day meaning a long time ago, people could go into a town market, and you used to have, when you hear people saying, get off your soapbox, it's because people would literally go and put down a soapbox, step up on it, and start, you know, telling the world what they thought of things, or trying to get attention, or trying to get a point across, or talking about whether it was a theory or a religion or anything. And they would get on their soapbox and talk. And then after that, you had the town hall, you had other meeting places where people would get together. And now, in today's society, social media is the town hall. But the problem that we have is that we're now kicking people out of the town hall and banning some of them for life. And in many cases, for something, you know, nothing that they've done that's really that bad, they're just at different political views than the ones that control the social media. Well, Twitter is now ending memes, or they're now going to start, I don't know if investigating is the right word, but they're going to start cracking down on meme use. And I want to read some articles because they're the last of social media to do so. And memes are a kind of an integral way that we can quickly and in a fun manner share ideas and thoughts. So even if you're not much on the internet, it's still a very popular way to express one's thoughts. As a matter of fact, many of the things that you've seen me post on some of mine are same thing about memes and other things that we find. Let me get into this a little bit more. Maybe some of this will make sense. So let's talk first about the definition of a meme. It's an idea, behavior, style, or usage that spreads from person to person within a culture. And I believe it came just, they talk about here, just as a biological evolution is driven by the survival of the fittest, genes in the gene pool, cultural evolution may be driven by the most successful memes. And Richard Dawkins talks about this. And it's a verbal type of passing of genes or ideas or thoughts. And the best ones and the strongest ones survive. And then the second one they have is an amusing or interesting item, such as a caption, picture, or video, or genre of items that is spread widely online, especially through social media. Again, extremely popular. You don't have to be young to necessarily use these. President Trump has used them. Political advocates use them. Comedians use them. Many people use them in today's society. So first article I'm going to jump over is this is an important one. It's publisher or platform. So as a publisher, you are responsible for everything that you put online. In other words, if the New York Times states Donald Trump lit a house on fire, right? And it turns out to be false, they could be held for libel. In other words, they could be sued for spreading false information. So the social media sites said, we don't want to be publishers. We cannot be responsible for everybody on our platform or on our website. So we want to be a platform, meaning we're just going to parse and be an outlet for people to share information. And we don't want to be required or classified as a publisher. So the government came up with the an addition to the First Amendment, which is Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. It immunizes online platforms for their users' defamatory, fraudulent, or otherwise unlawful content. And Congress granted this extraordinary benefit to facilitate forums for a true diversity of political discourse. Okay, so that means, in other words, I can put my information, or I can say what I want to here on YouTube, and they cannot censure me or remove me or anything like that. But nor are they liable for anything that I say, okay? Which is, I think, a great idea. When you're a platform that removes people for saying certain things or holding certain views, Well, now you've become a platform that's doing publishing and editing, and you can't have the best of both worlds, but this is what social media is doing today. If we look here on this story on Instagram, they're to fact check and remove memes. Now, this is by Paul Joseph Watson. I like Paul. He's definitely more on the conservative side of the world. And I'm going to read through this, but just take his general story from his mouth. Don't worry about necessarily his political thoughts on it. But he says Instagram to fact check and remove memes because the left can't meme, which this is true. The left cannot meme. Instagram has announced that it will begin fact checking and removing memes. The social giant, social media giant, which is owned by Facebook, will use its 52 global fact-checking partners to censor false video and memes on its platform. Who are its partners? You see, Instagram is taking those fact checks and applying them to the same false photos and memes on its platform. Memes deemed factually incorrect will no longer appear under tabs where they can be discovered by random users. Well, the whole thing of a meme is jokes and not verifiable stats. Poynter Institute, which partners with Facebook, recently had to shut down its own database highlighting unreliable news sites after discovering inconsistencies between sources used to build the database and its final report. So you can trust them. Quite why memes have to be fact-checked, given that they are almost always satirical and not intended to be statements of fact, may be a mystery to some. It's actually not a mystery at all. Studies have repeatedly shown that political right is far better at spreading memes. And again, that's not my point to this, though. So we've got basically here, we've got that Instagram is basically getting rid of memes, okay? And if I'm a little stumbly tonight, please forgive me. It's very late at night, and this is like my third video of the day. So next we have Facebook, the other big social media company, Facebook, to censor memes, videos that aren't factual. Memes are never factual. That's not a meme. Then it's a news story. So basically what they're saying is they're just getting rid of memes. They're getting rid of anything they disagree with. Again, this is them acting like a publisher, not a platform. It says Facebook will now fact check memes and videos in a deeper effort to cut out fake news. Facebook believes that Russian agents used both mediums to influence the 2016 election. Both videos and images have long been considered complicated to monitor due to their lack of text. People share millions of photos and videos on Facebook every day. We know this kind of sharing is particularly compelling because it's visual. That said, it also creates an easy opportunity for manipulation by bad actors. But who is, quote-unquote, a bad actor? Do you see where this starts getting into problems? Most of these companies are owned by left-leaning individuals, and they are in major cities where the individuals themselves are left-leaning. So, of course, anything that is center, too far center, right, slight of right center, they're all going to be considered bad actors in the eyes of these websites. And the story here from just an hour ago, or 2 hours ago now, the meme police, Twitter, now announces a crackdown on memes. As images and videos depicting President Trump and his political rivals in Congress come under increasing scrutiny by the likes of BuzzFeed and CNN, Twitter has announced its latest effort, cracking down on manipulated photos or videos that can cause people harm. In other words, the platform will be tackling political memes it determines to be harmful. Do memes poking fun at Joe Biden's red eye, his confused demeanor, and concerning predilection towards non-consensual touching constitute as harm, particularly if they only affect his reputation as a serious Democratic candidate for president? Perhaps so. To limit this so-called harm, Twitter revealed today that it is introducing a new rule and a label to address and give people more context around tweets, and the platform determines to take a closer look. And they showed a picture of it. It looked like a drop down where you can report this tweet for, and it'll have different types of levels. And it looks like they've added one for misleading or something else. It brings to mind CNN's investigation into a meme produced by a Reddit user that depicted CNN as Vince McMahon being beaten down by President Trump in a wrestling match. The video, which was shared by the president himself, prompted the cable news organization to dig into the user's identity and even threatened to expose him unless he apologized for producing the meme. As the New York Times reported, CNN declined to name the user, but said somewhat mysteriously that it reserves the right to publish his identity in the future if he continued to create offensive content. That's doxing. And this is a major news article or news outlet threatening to dox an individual over simply having a meme out there that they don't like. You can see how the media and much of these companies are getting too much power for their own good, because especially this year, they're going to try to steer the political outcome. But the reason why this concerns me, at least as a guy, and it should you too, is this is just taking away free speech. And if as soon as you start taking away free speech and start forcing everybody to conform to a certain viewpoint on anything, whether it's conservative, liberal, left, Tory, labor, whatever, now you're forcing people to think a certain way. This is, and if you haven't read 1984 or Fahrenheit 451, go grab those books and read them. This is the type of dystopian future that they talk about, where it's wrong think, and you have to think a certain way, or you will be removed from society. That is what they're doing. There's now, I don't know which sites they've been removed from, but I know Paul Joseph Watson, I know Ben Shapiro, I know Milo Yiannopoulos. He's part of InfoWars. Alex Jones. I know all of these people have been removed. Now, they're all conservative. Interesting. Now, again, I'm not trying to make this political, but what I'm stating is that if you don't agree with the wrong think or the right think that is currently going on in social media, you will be removed. And now they're doing it with memes, especially since it is well known for being something that is on the political right, and these companies are on the political left. So, you know, the point of this is number one, I want you guys to be aware, I've said it many times, to get off social media. You know, 68% of companies, and I think that's the stat, 65 or 68, double check me on the web if you're curious, you can do a web search for this. But they 65 or 68% want of companies, when they're hiring you, want to look at your social media to know what's on your Facebook, what's on your Twitter, Instagram, so on and so forth. So if you have anything that is a little bit, I don't know, politically in, different from whatever company or the people that lead this company, they may not hire you. If you show yourself as not a very good individual, they may not hire you. There was a young lady that had applied to NASA as a, let me think of the word, as an intern, and she used curse words on, I think it was on Twitter, and one of the engineers from NASA on the hiring body said, please watch your language. And she said, F you, I just got hired by NASA. And he got her internship just shot down because she insulted him and used language that really didn't have anything to do with her internship. So again, sorry, I'm very tired tonight. So my whole point is though, is We have to be ready for this. We have to be willing to push back against this stuff. You need to look at, again, I don't want to make this political, but you need to make sure that whoever you're going to be voting for, or whoever you follow, or whoever you support, is going to support your rights for free speech, for free thought, for free feeling the way you want to feel and doing what you want to do. You know, as guys going our own way, as guys being bachelors, a big part of this is going against the grain of society. It's doing what we want to do as we want to do it, and you can't tell me what to do. But here, when you've got laws and different companies doing this kind of thing, you have to push back at some point. And I think this year is going to be a big year for pushback, because if you don't, we're just going to lose our rights more and more and more across a multitude of different forums and a different places to speak. And for some of you, I understand that's not important. But for others, it is. For me, for example, almost a year and a half ago now, most of the guys going their own way content was demonetized, just flat across the board. And it hurt a lot of the people that produce this content. I came in after that. So as a channel, you notice I'm very careful with the words that I use. I make sure that I try to stay neutral on a lot of topics. And some of you guys give me crap for that. But the truth is that if I can do this, it means I can still get my message out without being shut down. They're shutting down more and more of the ways that we communicate. And so my only advice to you is just to make sure in all things that you do, speak with your wallet, speak with your mouth, speak with your rights, and speak up for what you believe in. Now, if you believe in this and you think this is the way it should be, and that, you know, you say, oh, it's a private company, they can do whatever they want. Okay, that's fine. But then we have to change the law because Section 230 allows them to be a platform. If they're not going to be a platform, then they can be a publisher, and they can go ahead and censor out anybody that they want to. But then they have to be liable for them doing so. And you can't have the best of all worlds. Anyway, guys, I'll wrap it up there. I'm super tired, and I appreciate you guys for hanging in there with me while I stumble over words. But if you'd like to support my work, links are below. And those of you that have done so recently, I really appreciate it. It helps me out a ton when my videos do get demonetized. The other way you can support me is to comment, like, and share. And so many of you do that. I really appreciate that as well, because that helps keep getting my videos out there. 68% of you are still non-subscribers. Go ahead and click that link down below. It is fun, it is free, it's easy, and it's pretty simple. So anyway, guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, the wise warrior avoids the battle. ¶¶